The stock market is in a bear cycle. It has a negative bias. That is the general sentiment that is going around in the minds of the retail investors, at least nowadays. We also have been maintaining the same stances. We have been saying that it is a negative bias. We might see a recession. Rupee is depreciating. Inflation. So all the tone that is going around is negative. But then there is something that the retail investors should take out of this current market scenario and not ignore this. What are the things, what are the mistakes which retail investors usually make in bear cycles? All about this in this episode. Friends, my name is Aniket Chaudhary and welcome to the Fin Azad podcast. If you need any help for managing your personal finances, for your children education plans, for your child marriage plans, for retirement planning, etc., please reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 70582-48602. The direct link to WhatsApp is given here in the description as well. Well, we have been seeing the markets making lower lows, and we have been talking about it on the podcast. I'll just share a few experiences which I have had with a few of my clients and in general with most of the other retail investors as well. Okay, I'll give you two examples. The first one, one Mr. XYZ, who is actually my client as well, wanted to invest rupees 10 lakhs in a conservative kind of a mutual fund, and he's above 55 age, I guess. So that was a conservative plan which he wanted to invest in, and all of a sudden he takes a decision to go for a bank FD. And very recently when I had a word with him, he was like, the market is not good. All that we're hearing in the news is that the market is down, it will be going down further, and we are in a bear cycle. He in fact used this term of a bear cycle, so I was really glad to hear that firstly. But then the decision which he took out of this threat of a bear cycle, out of the threat of a recession, out of the threat of the rupee going down, out of the threat of this this Russia-Ukraine war and all of this, was such a bad decision to be made when there are so many good opportunities for asset allocation in this current equity scenario. Now, FDs at max, I really did not feel like asking him which bank FD and how much it's giving, because I really did not want to make him feel bad about his investments, because in the end, you know, a person above 55 has to feel good about his money, about his finances and everything, right? So just to concentrate too much on the FD returns and giving him some explanation and making him feel that his decision was really bad is actually not a good thing to do. So I just evaded all those talks. But then I explained him that the current market is a bear market, is going down, is negative. Everything around the stock markets is negative. RBI is supposed to come up again with a interest rate hike. All over the world, the interest rates are being increased. Inflation is the concern right now. Liquidity has been sucked in. But then this is actually the time when you should invest. This is the opportunity which you get once in a while. Once, maybe you get these opportunities, let's say 5 to 6 times in your entire lifetime. Maybe 5 to 6 times you get these in these big drops of more than 15% in the stock markets or in stock values, and you can invest, right? And the falls like which we had in March 2020, April 2020, the initial days of COVID-19, those are actually the once in a lifetime opportunities to enter the stock market. All right, that opportunity is gone, right? But still we have got those mini opportunities which come every 3 or 4 years or 2 or 3 years, wherein we can invest and get huge benefits out of it later on. And this is actually the opportunity that is going on right now. When we say that it is a bear cycle, your eyes should lit up. And you should find out different ways of investing at lower values and accumulate more and more units. That should be the primary plan of any investor, rather than going for any kind of FD. Then the other example, which I pointed out in a few investors, is that people are investing lump sum amount. They are investing 5 lakhs, 10 lakhs, 15 lakhs, whatever the amount may be, low, less or more for different investors, but they are like taking a decision of investing 5 lakh rupees, 10 lakh rupees, 15 lakh rupees all at once on one single day. Like they're choosing a couple of, I mean, they're choosing 5 mutual funds for 5 lakh rupees, different mutual funds. All of the research is DIY. They're going online and looking at those crystal rankings. And I mean, I've talked so much about these rankings. How can you just rank mutual funds and make a fool out of the investors? There is nothing called as rankings of mutual funds, friends. All the rankings and all which you see on the internet is just bullshit, utter bullshit. You cannot rank a mutual fund. It depends from investor to investor, from time to time, right? It is not that it has given 30% returns in the last 3 years, so it is ranked number one. Utter bullshit. Okay, let's come back to the topic. So the investors are going online. They are selecting 5 different mutual funds, like just for the sake of having various kinds of mutual funds in their portfolio and feeling good about it. So they're investing it on a just any simple plain market value, right? Now that is, in fact, even worse than investing in an FD, because what happens is you invest, you book one NAV, and the market is, as we said, in the bear cycle, it is going down, and the market goes down, 10 lakh rupees become 9 lakh rupees, and one fine day you just want to get rid of all those mutual funds because you've had enough in the last one and a half years or 2 years, and you can consistently see that the price is going down, and then one fine day you just want to get rid of it and you just withdraw all your 9.5 lakh rupees or 9.2 lakh rupees or 9.7 lakh rupees and book a loss, because then you don't have that patience and there is nobody with you to give you that patience, to hand over that patience and to tell you that these things are going to happen and this is what you should do and all of that, right? Because money is a very emotional thing and it is very normal, right? If you see a loss, a financial loss, there some kind of a panic creeps in into your mind. So that is also one thing. So you should never underestimate a bear cycle. First of all, you should invest, in fact invest more. And the second lesson which you should learn here is never invest at one single price in a falling market. We never know how long it is, how down it is going to go, how long the bear cycle will continue. Nobody knows it. Nobody in the world knows it, right? So hence, we have to make most of the fall that is coming in and invest in a staggered manner. SIPs is the way. We have talked so much about it again. So these are two things which I wanted to share with you. With this, we come to the end of this podcast. I hope this was valuable for you. Do like, share, subscribe, comment, follow. This podcast is ranked number 12 in all the finance podcasts of India. Thank you to all the listeners. And refer our Hindi podcast as well as the YouTube channel. And also the Finanzas app, which has got the fantastic course on technical analysis for all of you. Thank you, and I'll be seeing you again.